Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 45% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Indecision. Overthinking. Second-guessing every choice you make. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Beige on beige on beige. Ugh. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
If you've been struggling with your weight, Mochi Health is here to help. Mochi Health is a long-term weight loss solution personalized to fit your unique needs and goals. Meet one-on-one with board-certified obesity doctors and registered dietitians who are on a mission to listen. Eligible patients can access custom-formulated GLP-1 medications at an affordable set price and get them delivered to their home each month. Take our free quiz at joinmochi.com and use code AUDIO40 at checkout for $40 off your first month of membership.
Now,
the Brett Mega Show.
Let's hear it.
It's Wednesday. It's got some Monday vibes to it because over the weekend, my whole family got sick except for me, though. I was actually okay, but then I was like stuck taking care of the sick house. But yeah, everyone's like on the road to recovery, but took a Monday and Tuesday off, and now we're back. And Kevin is sitting in like pole position to win the March Madness bracket. It was the talk of the office.
Yeah, you know, I mean, it's one of these things. Houston's got to win it all. Florida and Duke are the people that I worry about. It's crazy to me that the number ones, it's a number one seed. That hasn't happened for almost like 20 years. So
what
that's
happened to AB? You were in number one for a long time.
Texas Tech. I really plummeted. Yeah. I didn't
where
even know.
Where are you at now?
No idea. I can't figure out how to log back in.
That's where you went wrong.
Yeah.
Who did you have winning it all? Do you remember?
Auburn?
Oh, they're still in it, though.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah. Wow.
Okay.
There's hope.
Maybe there's hope. How was your weekend, Hannah?
Geez, I don't know. It's so funny. I had someone come up to me at the gym yesterday and say, "How's spring break?" And I was like, "What?" And they're like, "Yeah, like, haven't you guys been on spring break on the show?" I'm like, "Oh, well, not a planned one."
Right, yeah.
Geez, it's hard for me to even think about what I did. I went to the doctor's with my nephews.
You went to Kansas City.
Oh, yeah. That was this week.
Welcome.
I went to the doctor.
Wow.
That's like all I could think of. Yeah, I did go to Kansas City. I had a lot of fun. Watched my niece Maria play lacrosse at Rockhurst. Won some money at the casino. It was a good time.
You know, you go to Kansas City, there's probably a lot of like things you can do in Kansas City. You just like went to a different casino. Like, let's mix it up.
No.
Let's mix
Kansas
it up at the casino.
Kansas City is like casino heaven. There's like five different casinos in Kansas
That's
City.
That's what I think of. I think of Vegas.
And then Kansas City.
And Kansas City.
Yeah. I mean, for real.
All right, let's get the show started.
Let's start with some good news.
I've got good news and good news.
Tell them the good news.
Good news?
Good news.
Okay.
Let's hear it.
Okay, a woman in Massachusetts recently ordered DoorDash, and the delivery guy was her high school science teacher.
Oh?
Well, this teacher retired back in 2013 after teaching for almost 40 years, but he's been DoorDashing to help with his son's college tuitions.
Breaks my heart a little bit.
Yeah. And, you know, I mean, okay, he's retired, but he's still got to pay some extra bills.
And has to go and work those jobs that, you know, I know he doesn't probably want to do. He was a teacher for so long. He probably doesn't want to be a DoorDash driver.
Right. Well, this woman realized that this science teacher made a huge impact on her, you know, in a big way. And that's why she went on to become a doctor. All right. So she returned the favor and surprised this DoorDasher with a big payday by creating a GoFundMe page. And as of today, they have raised over $40,000 to help this kid's son with his college tuition.
These power of these GoFundMes, sometimes you like hear about them like, who's going to donate to a GoFundMe? And then they they work and they change people's lives.
Yeah, it's amazing.
I just think this really speaks to the volumes of how impactful teachers are in people's lives.
Yeah, and you want to pay it forward back to them later in life too, yeah. This good news is brought to you by Together Credit Union. Check out their new Empower checking account when you go to togethercu.org/empower.
The polls are open.
All right, guys, poll of the day. Final Four is set, and we started our own March Madness version of Men Madness, competing with Hannah's 8 guys, AP's 8 guys, and we have the championship set. In our Final Four with Men Madness, it was Patrick Dempsey versus Bradley Cooper. Patrick Dempsey just barely edged out Bradley Cooper.
Crazy.
With 53% of the votes. Oh, I thought Bradley Cooper was going to win that.
I did me too.
And then I saw this as a surprise upset as well, but Zac Efron actually kind of dominated Travis Kelce with 60%.
That was really surprising to me, especially since like the photo we have of Zac Efron is like pre-pubescent.
That's Zac Efron.
Well, Wildcats against the Chiefs. It's unfortunate, but
So Hannah and AB are completely different types, and we did a men tournament style bracket, and they both got one guy left in the championship.
I will say nobody had any faith in me.
No.
So this alone is a win for me.
If your guy ends up being the hottest guy in America and your type, but it's Zac Efron versus Patrick Dempsey, and there couldn't be polar opposites because we're thinking like Patrick Dempsey, kind of like salt and pepper hair, Patrick Dempsey, older, mature doctor. And
Neurosurgeon.
Right. Sorry. And then Zac Efron, Wildcats.
Junior in high school.
Exactly.
She's thinking more like his freshman year of college. You know, he got buff. He got buff after his freshman year of college.
He doesn't like buff.
Neighbors.
You know, like we're just saying, like, you know, he's got a little bit more mature. He went to college. He grew up a little bit, but still, we're thinking.
For legality reasons, he's 18.
Yeah. Not like Botox Zac Efron, who's literally not a lot of Botox Zac Efron. Right. Who is the hottest man in America? Is it Zac Efron or Patrick Dempsey? Guys, Glenn Powell, Ryan Gosling, Ryan Reynolds, Chris Hemsworth, none of them are in here. It is down to Patrick Dempsey and Zac Efron.
McDreamy for the win, baby.
Kevin, who is the man of the show? Who would you vote for?
Of the two?
The man of the show.
I got to go Zac Efron.
Thank you.
I would vote for Zac Efron, too.
Are you guys kidding me?
First off, like Baywatch Zac Efron is jacked.
He's
and then you have like, you know, like young
he's
Zac Efron
like
where
he's
skinny.
Jacked.
Like he when he vaguely jacked. Did you ever see him?
I said fake jacked.
Oh, fake.
He survived.
Yeah, he's definitely fake jacked.
He survived out in the wild with Bear Grylls also.
Did he really?
Yes. So that's the way. Yeah.
Okay, and McDreamy performed like miraculous brain surgery.
Is he jacked?
Yeah,
I don't
know
much about his body.
That dude died.
Spoiler alert. Heartbreak alert. Trigger warning.
All right, go and decide and go see some hot guys on our Instagram. Brett Mega Show, besides, you know, Kevin.
Right.
The polls are open.
Brett better keep it, Brett better keep it moving.
Early. All right, let's check out what's trending right now. And keep it moving, I'll read a headline, and Hannah, you'll either tell me keep it moving or tell me more just based off the headline. I'll scroll through all these trending stories in 2 minutes. Like, what happens to your brain when you take a 2-week break from the internet and your phone?
I literally have no idea.
Well, if you're thinking this is impossible, they did a study. Let me give you this a study. They didn't even just take a complete break from your phone and the internet. They just cut it in half. So the average person spends about 5 hours a day on their phone. They gave you an app to install that only allows you to use the internet 2.5 hours a day. You should need.
You still can use it.
Still could use it, right? It erased 10 years of brain aging.
What?
That's the power of taking a break from social media, the internet, gossip, all of that.
Wow.
10 years of aging. They said afterwards, people were able to concentrate so much in improvement that it was ridiculous. Almost double their concentration levels, improvement, focus, energy, everything.
You know what's really sad
crazy.
Is hearing that information, it still doesn't really deter me away. I still am going to be on TikTok.
Like, that is great. And like, not even cutting out the internet, like, because cutting out the internet like cold turkey is like impossible. Like, so much.
I was
going to
say, only 5 hours of screen time a day is really low.
Okay.
Wow. There you go.
I'm probably aged like 70 years.
Yeah. Driving on too much coffee could get you a DUI.
What?
Yeah, a lawyer is going viral claiming you can't get a DUI. A California man was once charged in 2015, actually, for this because he had so much coffee and caffeine on his system, they said it was dangerous for him to drive.
Wow.
Not alcohol, just jacked up.
I guess that makes sense.
Espressos, man. Who is better at parking, man or woman? Man or woman?
You know what? Not I. I'm going to give it to the man on this one.
So women are actually usually better at getting like cars into tight spaces. You know, they take their time. Guys just like whack things.
Yeah.
But also, I think it's guys admit to having minor collisions where they ask women, they're like, yeah, no, I don't get really.
I won't even right, try.
I don't even count the fender bender. That one doesn't count. It's not on me.
Brett better keep it, keep it. Brett better keep it moving.
Hannah's homeschool.
Allie, how's your day going so far?
Pretty good. How about yours?
That's pretty good. Hannah, how's your day going so far?
Oh, just spectacular.
Oh, wow, Allie. She's doing spectacular, and you're doing just pretty good. I hope after you beat her, you'll be being spectacular.
I hope so, because I don't even know what the game is.
Okay, well,
all right.
Well, it's a pop culture quiz game, you versus Hannah. Would you say you know a lot about pop culture?
Hopefully.
Well, God help you.
That's a good response, hopefully.
Hannah leaves the room. She can't hear any of the questions. We're going to ask you guys the same five questions and see who gets more right. A tie does go towards Hannah's record, okay, Allie?
Okay.
All right. Marvel just announced Avengers Doomsday cast. Name one person on that cast.
I have no idea.
The cast is so big, you could literally almost name any actor
anybody.
Ever.
You don't know any of the guys who play or any of the girls who play in the Marvel Universe?
Captain America?
Okay, technically Captain America's in this. Do we want to count that as a point, or do we want her to actually name the actor who's playing Captain America?
I'm good with it.
I'm good with it.
Okay.
All right, we're good with it. That counts. Kevin, do you want to tell her the actor who plays Captain America?
You got two, actually. Chris Evans, and then the new Captain America, Anthony Mackie.
Yeah, Mackie.
Anthony Mackie.
I kept saying Mackie.
Never heard of him.
There we go.
All right, Anthony Mackie is the other one, but Chris Evans is actually not going to be in this Doomsday one. Memoir is coming out. A biography is coming out about this person who supposedly broke up the Beatles. She is claiming I was not the reason the Beatles broke up. Who is the person who rumored to be broken up that broke up the Beatles?
Is it Elvis's daughter?
No.
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 And I have no idea.
Okay. Chaperone said it's a deal breaker if you don't like this artist. I will give you a hint since you do not seem to be a pop culture queen, but that's okay. It is one of the biggest female artists out there, was in a girl group at one point, but then went solo.
Olivia Rodrigo?
Okay. A live-action Scooby-Doo series is in the works. What is Scooby's favorite snack? It is a snack that Scooby likes. What would a snack that Scooby likes be called?
Scooby snack?
That is correct. I don't know how you got that. Yes, there we go.
I felt like that was a trick question.
Let's stay in the cartoon era. What is Fred Flintstone's famous saying?
Yabba dabba
doo. Yabba dabba doo.
Yabba dabba doo.
All right, 3 out of 5. We'll see how Hannah does since everyone thought my questions were hard. And one song.
Hannah's homeschool.
All right. Hannah's walking back into room to play Hannah's homeschool. And it's funny because somebody had told me recently, man, I feel like your questions are getting easy on Hannah's homeschool. They're getting easy.
Who said that?
Yeah, people
were
telling me that. And so I thought I wrote another group of easy questions. AB said she didn't know. She knew zero.
Yeah. Okay, perfect.
Allie, how many did you know?
Three.
Allie knew three, and they were hard. All right, so let's see. I'm going to give you the same five hard, tricky pop culture questions. See if you can get more than three right. They just announced Marvel's Avengers is out, coming out, when the release date it'll be, and who's going to be on the cast. Name one of the cast members on Avengers Doomsday. Anyone on the cast. Name someone who's getting an Avengers movie.
Is Spider-Man an Avenger?
He is. I was looking for the actor.
Tom Holland?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
I do think he's not in this Avenger Doomsday, to be honest.
Yeah, yeah.
He's not going to be in this Doomsday. But I'm going to give you the point because everyone had trouble with the
Avenger.
Yes, and we had it. All right, remember how nice I was doing that, but I think Tom Holland is actually going to be skipping this movie. Everyone else is in it.
Perfect.
Like Robert Downey Jr., Chris Hemsworth.
That's who I was thinking of.
You just name people and they're in it. But no, it's okay. Who supposedly broke up the Beatles?
Paul McCartney?
No, there is a woman who reportedly broke up.
Thank you. No, oh, I know her. Poco?
No.
Poco?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Hi, everybody. It's Brian Greene from the Commercial Break Podcast. It's likely you've heard of the show if you're directly related to me or you follow our MySpace page. But I'm not here to talk to those three listeners. I'm here to appeal to people who haven't heard the show. Along with my co-host, Kristen Joy Hoadley, we're taking a deeper look at the topics that are affecting our youth today. Like, who are the people who are dating ghosts? Where did all these pickup artists come from? And why doesn't my preacher have a nicer private jet? We understand that these are the issues you really want to get to the bottom of. The Commercial Break is now available on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.
Very close.
I can't. I was too nice on the Avengers to give you Poco.
It's Yoko.
Yoko.
No. But I was too nice on the Avengers.
Damn, I knew it was a Oko.
Yoko Ono. Yes. She said she didn't. She's going to write a biography. Said she wasn't the reason the Beatles broke up. Chappell Roan said there's a list of deal breakers he has. One of which is you have to like this artist. If you don't like this artist, she won't date
Beyonce.
You. It is Beyonce. That is correct. A live-action Scooby-Doo series is in the works. What is Scooby's favorite snack?
Scooby snacks.
Mm-hmm. And what is Fred Flintstone famous for saying?
Yabba-dabba-doo.
Yeah, that's 4 out of 5. Hannah got through all of them. We were a little light on the Avengers question, and the Poco was funny, but Hannah got through them all for the win. But you got to say, this is Allie, and I got schooled by Hannah.
This is Allie, and I got schooled by Hannah.
Hannah's homeschool!
Mega Minds!
Let's give you the Mega Mind question of the day on the Brett Maga Show. On average, we do this about 20 times per day. Is that the Mega Mind question?
That's not the Mega Mind I see.
Why do I have a different Mega Mind? That's my fault. All right, let me pull up a different Mega Mind. Give me 1 second.
I can say it.
Okay, go for it.
What is the most hated food in America?
Oh, yeah. I want to gag even thinking of this food. The words coming out of my mouth is hard for me. I think the most hated food in America is olives.
Olives?
Really? Oh, no. I think people love olives.
Disgusting.
There's an olive theory that half of people, you know, you got to find somebody who likes olives and then you hate olives.
Well,
only
I'm
one person
hater.
Could like olives in the relationship. That's the olive theory.
I know my most hated food, but I don't think a lot of people know of it, but I'm going to say it anyway. Head cheese.
Wow. No.
Is that a specific type of cheese?
That's like some type of pig brain thing. It's intestines or something. It's gross.
All right. No, that wasn't the correct answer.
I didn't think so.
Very niche audience.
I feel like a lot of people are turned off by sushi because of the raw meat. Can I say raw meat?
Yeah, like a ceviche of some sort.
Yeah.
No, that's not correct, but it's an
I've been seeing a lot of people eat raw hamburger meat on my TikTok.
Yeah, so. A lot. Of,
I what mean, is like, going
like,
on?
That's like a ceviche thing. Yeah, this is the most hated food in America. That answer's coming away in 2 songs.
Mega Minds.
Let's give the answer to the Mega Mind question of the day. This is the most hated food in America.
I mean, there's some nasty things on the text line. Hunter says, ew, Vienna sausages.
Vienna sausages?
I feel like those are normal things.
Yeah, sausages.
Disgusting. If any of you guys eat those in this studio.
You don't like pigs in a blanket? That's what Vienna sausages are, aren't they?
Yeah, I don't think Hannah knows what she's talking about.
Yes, I do. They come in a little can. They're disgusting. I can smell them. I can see them. They're like pink. Gigi says onions. Christy says Brussels sprouts. Jen says liver.
Liver is on there at number two. Mm.
The Colliers say anchovies.
That's number three.
Someone, no name, texted in animal organs. What?
That's part of head cheese.
Yeah, lots of people are on the anchovies train.
It's actually
well.
The opposite of
sardines?
Animal organs. Tofu.
Yeah, that's
number
disgusting.
One hated food in America. Tofu, liver was two, anchovies three. Tofu is like not even real food. It's just like rubber. It has like no taste. Just rubber.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mega Minds.
Breaking news. I know this is going to come to a surprise to everyone listening to the Brett Maga Show. Guys, I don't think I'm cool anymore. I know.
What?
Everyone's like, what? No, when did this happen? I can't believe it. It's shocking.
It's a nice club, Brett, let me tell you.
I think I'm no longer a cool dad anymore.
Why?
I felt like I've always been cool. Like, I don't know, like I was kind of popular in high school. I've had a cool job. I've always been like the cool uncle. Like anytime like I'm around my like niece and nephews, like, oh, what celebrities did you interview? I've always been cool. And then you become a dad, and you're just no longer cool to even your own kids, and it already happened to me at four.
Oh, wow. Oh.
And the telltale sign I know I'm not cool is I can remember with such, like, vividness of going shoe shopping with my dad, and my dad would pick out the lamest shoes possible. I'd always want the coolest new shoes. I always wanted, like, Allen Iverson's new shoes. My dad would be like, you're not getting those. They're too expensive, and those are the weirdest shoes I've ever seen. And then they would like try to like old school white Converse. Like, this is cool.
Oh, this is it. Yeah.
And I remember like telling him, like, Dad, those are not cool. You don't know what it's like to be cool, Dad. And I just remembered those shoe shopping arguments back and forth. Took my son to look at sandals because he's like, hey, I need sandals because the weather's changing. And we're like, okay. And so we went to go look at some sandals for him. And I was like, what about these? And he's like, no, Dad. And I go, what about these ones? These are cool. Dad, those are water shoes. Those are not sandals. And he just kept like ripping at every shoe I bought. And it literally, I like was like brought me back to shoe shopping with my dad and having like conversations with him in these like aisles about shoes. And he was like, those aren't cool. And I was like, what did you just say to me? Those aren't cool. How am I not cool? How is this not cool? I know what cool is, and these sandals are cool.
I mean, if you're getting sandals mixed up with water shoes, I'm with you on this one.
Yep.
Water That's shoes right. are never cool.
Yeah. That's what he told me. Those are water shoes, so they must have not been cool.
Did you let him pick out his shoes then? Is that what you...
We didn't find any that he liked in his size. He picked out these weird...
You got to take him to a cooler store.
I know. It was like Ross.
Yeah. No, man. He wants Foot Locker.
That's right.
I know.
That's
yeah. Right. We went to Ross. Like, yo, you're not... He grows out of these things so fast. He's not getting like big time cool sandals.
Right.
Yeah. I think he was like, yeah, wear these Under Armour or whatever. Like, I was picking out... Whatever, water shoes, I guess.
It does not get any better as they get older.
Dang it.
No, because...
I can't believe this 4-year-old was telling me, I was like,
yep.
I was like, shut up, kid, I'm cool.
Right, yeah. Well, Jackson got upset because we were looking at shoes the other day, and it was like, there's green in that shoe, Dad. And I'm like, okay, well, it's like right on the tongue. Does it matter? Oh, it matters.
It matters.
Okay.
Oh, God. I just couldn't believe it. And then, like, it was just me and the kids, and my wife was, like, running errands, and she met us there. And she goes, I can hear you guys down the store. And I'm like, they told me I'm not cool.
I'm a cool dad.
Yeah.
I'm
cool.
And she's like, well, I guess we'll go to a different store. And he was like, yeah, because Dad just keeps picking out all the wrong ones, Mom. I'm like, man, I don't even know what cool shoes are anymore.
I feel like this is really turning a page in your parenting book.
Yeah.
This humbling.
Did you go, you'll get nothing and like it?
No, I just said, I literally was like, wow. Like, Hannah one time said, like, those shoes look like you shop at Walmart. And I'm like,
did I say that?
Yeah, you said that to me once. In front of
wow, and he still remembers it.
Yeah. And I was like, wow, this is all happening to me. Yeah. Like, so, like, it's no longer cool.
Wait till he tells you those look like orthopedic shoes, Dad.
I'm just going to start, like, yo, like, we're playing Post Malone. I've met Post Malone. My kids are going to be like, I don't care. You
doesn't
don't know
matter
cool-
anymore. Yeah. I don't care. You want me to wear water shoes? Yeah.
Commercial free. On the real non-cool show. All right, real question that I want to debate here on the show right now. Is Mr. Clean sexy?
Whoa.
Is he, like... Is he hot? 314-531-9898. Weigh in on this. Serious question. Seriously want you to call in and tell us, like, on a hot scale, where are we at with Mr. Clean? This came up because Drew Barrymore was talking, like, on an interview, and she was saying that, like, Mr. Clean almost creeps her out because he's so sexual. Like, he's like, she's like, he's always like cleaning the floors, but like ready to go. And that like freaks her out. Like, and then she said, like, back in like the day, and I watched the commercial, like there was a Super Bowl commercial where Mr. Clean is just like sexing up like a house mom. And it's like in 2017, I watched this commercial. He is just seducing her and she starts like taking off her clothes and he's like, chill out, chill out. And then like, it's her, then all of a sudden, like, it becomes her husband. And then she, like, and he's like, yeah, like, Mr. Clean is sexy.
I mean, it makes sense of why he would be sexualized, like a big muscly man, like cleaning that your husband won't do. I think it makes sense of why he's sexualized. Is he necessarily my type? I know everybody's gonna be like, Hannah, he's your type because he has muscles. He's a build I like, but I can't rock with the hair and the earring.
Oh, you don't like the bald?
No. I can't do the bald and the earring.
You're a brawny guy.
He has an earring?
Yes, he does.
Wow.
Yeah.
Do you think he's sexy?
I can think of him instantly.
He's the opposite of my type, obviously. Yeah. So, no.
I could see women thinking he's sexy, though.
Like, he is like a crazy, like, quote-unquote mascot to choose.
Yeah, like, when I read that Drew Barrymore had this, I was like, I wonder if other women think that, like, Mr. Clean is sexualized. Like, is he hot? Do they think he just reeks of sex appeal? Like, he's done?
Maybe there's just something about a man cleaning.
Like,
yeah.
That's what I'm saying.
Or
yeah.
Is it the man cleaning? Or is it like, hey, like, he used to have an adult, like, film past, and now, and now he was, like, really good at cleaning floors. What's the deal with Mr. Clean? Real question. Do you see it? Is it sexy when a guy cleans? Is it Mr. Clean who is sexy? 314-531-9898. I just showed everyone on the Brett Mega Show the Mr. Clean ad that was a Super Bowl ad back, like, in 2017. He is very sexualized.
I'm surprised that, like, past production. I know. That was, like, OnlyFans stuff.
Yeah. And Drew Barrymore actually just recently brought this up. She's like, I can't figure it out. Like, it almost creeps me out, like, how sexy and sexualized Mr. Clean is. It's like, he is, and she used the word, he, like, he's always ready to go. Like, he's just primed and ready to go at all times. And it, like, freaks her out at point. And I'm like, is Mr. Clean? I didn't realize that Mr. Clean is considered sexy. Like, is he sexy? Like, do you look at Mr. Clean? Is there any, like, those cartoon characters that you look at and you go, oh man, that guy's, like, considered sexy?
Mr. Clean's definitely, like, among one of the sexiest mascots for anything, I feel like.
Like, the way they, like, have him portrayed, or, like, you think he looks good as a mascot?
No, I think, like, his sexualization. Like, they do a good job on that.
Yeah.
Do they?
Do they?
Yeah. I mean,
okay, what about, like, the Jolly Green Giant?
That guy?
All right. He's probably up there, too.
Yeah.
Jolly Green Giant, yeah. They do, like, show off his, like, bulging muscles.
Yeah.
What's up with, like, these mascots being sexy? Do people think he's sexy on the text line, Hannah?
Yeah, we actually got a funny text. Mr. Clean is just that. No sweat or funky smells, just clean.
Really?
Uh-huh. There you go.
No sweater. Like, there's, like, literally in the commercial, he's, like, thrusting while he's mopping.
It's foreplay. That's what it is in that commercial.
No, it's floor play.
That's true, Kevin. That's true.
Hannah, what's coming up in the Hollywood hashtag?
People love a good pot of tea when it comes to Morgan Wallen, and Hollywood is brewing after his SNL appearance. I'll tell you the latest update in just 3 minutes.
It's going down, down, baby. Stories out of Hollywood. The hashtag, baby, is ready, so here we go.
So this past weekend, my guy Morgan Wallen was on SNL, and during the ending credits, he was seen just walking right off the set. And there's meme after meme about him Irish goodbying and looking, like, really, really unhappy. But apparently there's more to the story. The New York Times and Today both did write-ups on his walk-off and why people are, like, making it such a big deal.
Because he sucks.
First of all, being the cast isn't exactly sure what happened either. Like, it's kind of like a rite of passage when you're on SNL. During the ending credits, you know, you talk to the cast and the crew, you shake hands, you give hugs. So Kenan Thompson came out and said, I don't know if he understood the assignment or not, or if he really was just feeling like a certain kind of way. And I do want to note, since I am a Morgan Wallen stan, He's not the first person to just walk off the stage. Back in the day, Prince did it once too.
Yeah.
So
Prince was known to be high maintenance as well.
Right.
I don't know that Morgan's necessarily high maintenance, but he did make an Instagram story that was a little petty afterwards. It was like a picture of him on an airplane, and he said, back to God's country. So.
He's so rude and ridiculous. I just don't get this guy. I used to like his music. I still kind of like his music.
You like some.
I do. Like he created really good albums, and then I feel like he's gotten into this, like he's just churning out like hits to make hits kind of thing.
Ooh, I disagree.
Like he hasn't like made like
hits to make hits. He's about to release like a 30 song album.
Yeah, and it just feels like he's just making music just to make it. Like I just 30 songs, like I don't care. And that's how it felt like on Saturday Night Live. Like I don't care. He just doesn't feel like he cares. And
I don't think he should have went on SNL. That's not his type of thing.
Here's the other thing. He had a bail on SNL before. He was scheduled to do SNL before, had a bail last second because he had issues and some of these other issues that happened personally, so it made him have to cancel it, especially because he made racist comments and there was alcohol issues. And so you should be grateful to be on SNL. It's one of the most prestigious opportunities for you. And you just take it and you just don't care. And it's just rude and ridiculous. And I just feel like the guy's a jerk. He's just a jerk.
Naturally, I come swinging in his defense again. There are other rumors that Morgan actually got snubbed by some of the SNL cast and crew, including Lorne Michaels and a writer named Josh Patton. So the tea with Lorne is that during taping, she hugged Mikey Madison, the host, but not Morgan, kind of gave Morgan like cold shoulder. So maybe that set him off on the wrong foot, like just in the taping. And then the writer, Josh Patton, mocked Morgan's Instagram story. So clearly there's like not a complete sense of comfortability on the set. Whose fault that is exactly, I'm not really sure, but one thing I am for sure on is I love Morgan's music. Well, no, he's not like exiled yet. People have asked like, is Morgan invited back? And he's not on like the do not invite list yet. So maybe he'll get a return. We don't know. This has been Hannah's Hollywood Hashtag.
It just went down, down, baby. Stories out of Hollywood. The hashtag, baby, is done. Oh, yeah, it's time to go.
Do you have a throw-up bowl at your house? Like when someone gets sick, bring out the good old throw up bowl. What is it? 314-531-9898. I've always heard like people have like good old family throw up bowl and it would like double as like the salad bowl. And I'm like, that's so weird or interesting. And I've always thought it was kind of gross. And then my kids got sick this weekend and they just, you know, were throwing up a lot, got like the stomach bug. And I had to grab like a bowl because they weren't going to make it to the bathroom, all the time. And I looked and we're like, yeah, that's a bowl we're going to reuse. Like that. We have a throw up bowl in the house now. And I'm like, oh my God, it's just a bowl that we use to mix. It's going to be like the popcorn bowl.
That's
reuse? What my family had.
Yeah.
You guys reuse them?
Yeah. I think you bought new bowls per
you gotta
throw. No.
You got just a specific bowl that just is for throw up only?
So I guess because we had two light blue plastic, we called them puke pans.
Okay.
And I guess you got them after you gave birth in the hospital because they look like they were hospital regulated. Maybe you can buy them. I don't know.
Okay.
But that's what we had growing up.
And you just kept them like, and then that's the only thing they were used for?
That was, when somebody got sick, you got the puke
pan. Yeah, that's like one of the rich kids in the neighborhood. If you got a puke bowl just for puking, man, that's fancy, I feel
like. But when my kids got sick, we didn't have a puke pan, but we had like an extra plastic bowl that was for sickness. You'd wash it out, yes, but you'd never.
Well, I'd hope so.
You never use it for anything else?
No, it's not like, okay, we're going to put salad in this. No.
I think
we had the popcorn bowl.
Popcorn, yeah. Yeah. This is the same bowl we use for popcorn. Mm-hmm. And then we put it in the dishwasher last night, and I was like taking it out. And I thought to myself, am I supposed to put this back up where we normally put it? Because this is the first time I've ever done it. But then I did, and I thought, well, I got to ask other people if they reuse them or not. Now Kevin's making me feel like I shouldn't have put it away.
I guess you can.
I should have put it in like the throw-up area. Yeah, I don't know.
I just don't
have a throw-up spot in my house. Like, am I supposed to put this back in the cabinet or not?
Okay, but don't you have an area where you have, like, your medicine or your, like, you know, gauze and all the stuff?
So then I just put the puke bowl in the medicine cabinet?
In college.
It becomes the holder of that.
In college, I, myself included, a lot of people had specific bowls to throw up in.
Yeah, that's because you were drinking too much. That's a little different.
Well, you're still throwing up.
Yeah, that's fair.
I can, like, see my childhood puke bowl, like, clear as day. It was kind of like a teal color, scalloped edges. And yeah, I mean, we put popcorn in there. My mom's mandarin orange salad. Like
mandarin orange salad.
I see that like super specifically. But now as an adult, I don't know that I would want to keep the puke bowl around. Like even if I get sick, I'll throw in my toothbrush after. Like I don't want to use the same thing.
Oh, you throw it away?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. See, like I literally was like, do I put it back? And I think you do, but I've always heard that you just reuse it. Did you have a puke bowl growing up? Is this bowl, am I supposed to throw it away? I'm not one of those fancy people that's got extra bowls laying around, man. 314-531-9898. What do you do with the puke bowl? Want to know what's your barf bucket? What do you have? Do you have a puke bowl? 314-531-9898. So I had to take a couple of days off because my whole house got sick. Everyone was puking. Everyone was throwing up, except for me, actually. I was okay. But both my kids were sick. My wife got sick. And everyone, like, you know, like, when you start throwing up that much, you just, like, bring out the bowl. I ain't even making it to the bathroom. And then my wife put in the dishwasher last night or whatever, and I was, like, taking it out of the dishwasher. And I was like, man, I literally could see them, like, they were just puking in this thing. What am I supposed to do with this? Do I reuse it? 314-531-9898. Now I got a puke bucket in my house. What am I supposed to do with this thing?
We got a lot of texts about puke places.
Great.
And one of them, Kevin, you were talking about that bin that you got from the hospital. We got a text saying, I come from a medical family. We have the hospital, quote, Emerson basin at home.
Oh, really?
I guess that's
must
the name
be what
of it.
Is.
There you go.
Yeah. We got another text that's a little concerning to me. It says, we had a barf bowl, an extra bowl, and now we keep it under the sink that holds our extra rags and sponges for cleaning.
Ooh.
That seems a little backwards to me.
Like, yeah. That's funny.
Yeah.
Let's go to Chris. Chris, you had three kids. Did you have a barf bowl?
Oh, my God.
So I learned early on that these kids were going to vomit and they weren't going to make it to the bathroom, and that I no way, shape, or form am going to reuse a bowl that somebody has vomited in. So you always have your plastic container that your butter comes in. So when you're done with your butter, we're a country crock family. And
the big old tubs of country crock,
butter.
I remember those, man.
Yeah.
They still sell them. I save those buckets and we put them up in the pantry and you can stack them in one another. You don't need to keep the lids. And whenever somebody gets sick, you pull that bucket out of your pantry. They throw up in it and then you throw it away.
Shout out Country Crock.
Yeah. That's smart.
This part bucket has been sponsored by Country Crock.
Yeah.
We did have an issue when a relative gave us a leftover and guess what? A country crock.
Oh no! I was gonna say, yeah, that's where like spaghetti goes.
No, that's okay.
So funny. Thank you so much for the call, Chris. What a spoken like veteran though. Like she's like, I'm prepared for the bar feed. And Donna, this is a mom who comes prepared too. You got a car barf bucket. You keep one in the car, like it's a mobile one. Donna?
I do.
Okay.
Hi. Yeah, so my daughter always gets the pukes when we go on a trip. We cruise a lot, and so me and my husband are prepared. Folgers is the best plastic with the lid on it from Costco, the big honkin' freaking 43-ounce thing.
I know what you're talking about, yeah.
We're so prepared. You just put, like, a towel on the bottom, like a paper towel, so that way the puke doesn't splash back up.
Oh,
wow. Oh, the preparation.
And then you put the lid on it. It's wonderful.
This is so funny. It's like, honey, did you pack the car? Yeah. Did you get the Folgers bucket with the paper towels?
Hey, it's not
yep,
only
packed
that's
up.
The first thing I ask for. I'm like, did you get the puke bucket?
Right. And not only the best part of waking up, the best part of throwing up is Folgers.
Yeah. Right. And then we don't have to smell it in the front.
Wow, Donna. Look at this veteran just working.
I mean, that's
it.
Awesome. We got a text that literally made me laugh out loud. It says, we actually don't even use puke bowls anymore. I use gallon Ziploc bags with the slide zipper. Close it up and drop it in the dumpster when you're done.
Like, bro, just grab that Ziploc.
I don't know why, I've done that before. Anything clear is like sick to me.
Yeah.
Like, I don't want to see it. That's why you got to have that like teal or country crock or Folgers or whatever. At least it's colored.
Michelle, you got a barf bucket?
We definitely have a barf bucket. We grew up with the sherbet gallon containers of ice cream.
Oh, yeah.
It even has a handle.
Right, yeah.
Use them, and it with the handle, and you put the lid on, and you just toss it away.
All right, but just notice, guys, like the Hannahs of the world who has the teal Mandarin salad,
right.
Reusable ones. No one has reusable ones. These are all people.
I wonder
if
these kids grow up and are like, "Ooh, I can't eat sherbet anymore." Yeah. Like they look at it and they're like, "Throw up."
I know, because sherbet's so good. But this, Monica. All right, what's your puke bucket?
So I have three boys, and usually when one gets sick, they're all going to catch it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So we use Easter buckets.
Wow!
You mean they're Easter baskets?
So like,
yes, they're baskets.
So when they're like Easter morning, they wake up and they're like, "Oh, my puke bucket!
I can't wait to eat candy out of it."
Well, we do put a liner, so I'll put like a Snow liner or a Walmart. And then we'll just grab that and throw it. But now when we get in the car, they're like, "I need my puke bucket." They'll go grab it, and then we get in the car.
What?
Wow. Easter, buddy, dropped off some candy in my puke bucket.
What a sicko he is.
Thanks a lot, Easter, buddy.
Brett better keep it. Brett better keep it moving.
We'll put 2 minutes on the clock. I'll read a headline, and he will either tell me keep it moving or tell me more just based off the headline. We'll cover everything that's trending while you're busy. You'd be like, "Cool, I know what's going on." Like, there's this new trend that's happening right now. It's called the 10-date rule.
What is that?
Go on 10 dates before you make a decision. The premise of the 10-date rule is going on social media saying the genuine connection takes time, that you really don't get to know somebody, and the instant butterflies lead you to more of a toxic relationship that leads more to lust. But you actually get to know somebody and then feel like, okay, now I can actually make a real judgment on this person.
10 dates? That's first of all, no.
AB's mad because she's...
No, absolutely not. I'm not wasting my time on somebody that I know isn't going to be worth my time.
Okay.
And it's so much money for the guy to pay. 10 dates?
Does the guy have to pay for all 10 dates? Is that the rule?
Yeah. Okay.
That's two different conversations. Is this guy responsible right. for every single date?
That's like hundreds of dollars.
And which I don't know if the guy is necessarily responsible for all of them. And is this the best methodology? It is an interesting concept. I do think 10 seems a little extreme.
Yeah.
Breast milk flavored ice cream is arriving this year.
Cannot say I will be purchasing that. Keep it moving.
Doesn't AB love to drink a friend's breast milk? Do you guys remember that?
I did try it.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Yep. There you go. You have some
no
ice
regrets.
Cream. Yep. A trick to see if her husband really cleaned the bathroom.
Ooh, how can you tell?
This TikTok mom is going viral for a hack where she puts glitter in little weird random places, like underneath the toilet seat. And
I was just looking for an argument.
Yeah.
I'm here for
see,
it.
Like, okay, like he came out and said like, "Oh, I cleaned it." Like, "Oh yeah, well, why is there still glitter here?" Because you really just lied. And so it's really to check.
You could do that with your kids too.
You guess anybody. Yep. Marriage changes men.
I've heard that's true. Research
found that a married man works longer hours, moves up the career ladder faster, earns more money than his single friends. He spends more time with his relatives, donates less to charity, and spends less time hanging out with his buddies. There you go.
Yikes.
That's a married man. Is that a yikes?
I don't know. All I could really take from that is that he works more. Is he working more because he doesn't want to be at home?
I don't know, but he's moving up the career ladder and making more money.
Well, he should if he's working that much.
It is interesting.
Get home. Do the dishes.
Brett better keep it. Brett better keep it moving.
If you listen to the show, Hannah likes to spend her weekends at the casino. She's got that gambling bug. But she was out of town this weekend. She was on a trip, family trip. They were going to watch her niece play lacrosse, right? So she was probably drawn away from the casino. Nope. Where did Hannah find herself?
I was at the casino at night.
Okay. So what happened? You guys actually stayed at a casino? You guys got like these... Now they like recognize you when you walk into casinos, huh? What's the story?
I have
here?
Been recognized a time or two at the casino, but yeah, we were out of town and we stayed at like the hotel part of the casino. And I've kind of been down on my luck recently. I've been losing a good amount of money for me in my eyes, and so I've kind of been like defeated with it. But we
that's
had
why,
the hotel there.
That's why those like casino managers see Hannah. Like, she's losing. Oh, yeah. Hi, Hannah. Welcome.
Yeah, they love her. I have a ton of theories about the casino.
Oh, do you?
Yeah, like when they scan my ID, I think I do worse. Like if I don't have to get carded, I do better. Anyway, it's a whole thing. But finally, after like weeks and months of me losing, I finally did good, and I won $500, which for me is big. I'm going to replace my windshield on my car, so I'm really excited for that. But it was great. My sister won $800, so she had to one-up me a little bit.
Wow. What did they win?
We both did really good.
on just slot machines. We don't know how to play like anything with a table or anything. We just were playing slot machines.
So you just go there and press the button for hours? I never understand slot machines.
I've never won any money doing slots.
Ever. Ever. Not once have
how
I ever
How do you not understand it?
You just press a button and then like there's
random things. I mean, yeah, you have
things.
To decide how much you want to bet and how many times you want to spin on each bet.
You don't even probably know what happens when they line up. Sometimes,
oh, yeah, I do.
There's like a million of those things. Like, oh, like the crab lined up with the shell. They're like, bing, bing, bing. And I'm like, what? What is
this? You really don't have to understand it. All you have to know is if it lights up and makes noise, you're solid. So
I don't even know what I'm cheering for with slot machines.
I always want a bonus. That's like, I don't care what happens. I just want to hit a bonus or a feature. And that's like where you go into a different game. And I hit that. I hit the lantern bonus and I won $500.
Do you stay at the same machine?
Yeah. What's your machine?
Or do
theory?
You kind of look around to see maybe that, you know, because like I'm the guy who.
I think that's frowned upon. I don't think that's like
but,
there's
but
not.
But if another
like,
machine gets hot, okay,
no,
let's
you're
say,
not supposed to
and
do
they
that.
Win. So like if a machine, somebody wins on a machine, mm-hmm. everybody stays away from that machine because it just paid out.
No, not necessarily true.
Really?
This is my motto. I need this on a t-shirt. When I go to the casino with anybody and they ask me what they should do or whatever, I always say, do what feels right. So,
wow, this is the new mod.
Do what feels right.
I've never heard that cliche saying before.
I'm into robbing winners at casinos. Wait a second, I know this saying, do what feels right.
But
thanks,
usually,
Anna.
Like, if there's like a thing or like you see the jackpot's really high, I usually don't go to that machine because that means it's been high and it's been stuck for a reason. I like to go to the low pots and then that's what usually I end up winning on.
I was literally
given the fact I've won once. So
I was talking to my grandparents yesterday about your addiction.
Yeah,
they said it's not good. It starts when you're young.
Well, it starts when I'm young.
Do you?
I also just got a rewards card this weekend too.
Whoa!
So.
She's a rewards girl now.
Yeah.
You said you've just hit once. Have you only won like one jackpot?
Well, no, I've won other bonuses, but those are like. Under $300.
This is
like
the only
one.
Time you've ever hit like a big one?
I think I'm going to stop gambling when I finally get a hand pay. A hand pay is when like an attendant, you win so much money that an attendant has to come over and you have to pay taxes on it.
Wow.
Oh, that's when I'll know I'll make it in
life. I think it's over
$1,000.
Right?
Gambler's dream.
I think it's like over $1,200.
Oh, it's 12, yeah, something like that.
Wow.
Yeah, I had to do that for like, they got a free bed for like an endorsement one time, and I had to do like to pay the taxes on it because it was over a certain amount of money. Like, that'll happen for prizes too. If you win like a trip on even our radio station, you'll have to pay the tax on it. Mm-hmm. The government needs their share.
Yeah. Especially big man always has to win. Right.
Especially from you gamblers out there. We appreciate you hanging out with us all morning long on the Brett Mega Show, hanging out with us commercial freestyle every single day. Hannah, what's coming up in the Hollywood hashtag?
Kelsey clan is growing larger. I'll explain how at 8:35.
It's going down, down, baby. Stories out of Hollywood. The hashtag, baby. It's ready, so here we go.
Big congratulations are in order for the Kelsey family as Jason and Kylie welcomed their fourth baby girl. Kylie posted on Instagram last night the announcement of the birth of their baby girl with the caption, whoop, there she is. Baby girl number 4's name is Finley Ann Kelsey, aww, but will go by Finn. Kylie also included a ton of pictures of little Finn, and of course, she's adorable. There's one where Jason's holding her. There's one where Kylie herself is holding her. And then there's two of little Finn by herself, and she is the cutest little baby. She's
so adorable.
Chunk with like a little itty-bitty mouth. We reposted the pictures on our Brett Mega Show Instagram if you want to see them.
There's this clip of like Jason telling Travis, and first off, it is so cool their relationship as brothers, but like these are like the manliest men ever, you know, played football, and this genuine excitement from Travis, and this is baby number 4. It's not like, oh cool, she's cute, like Travis like, you did it, man. Like they're like excited for each other. It's just awesome to see. Love everything about this Kelsey clan. Love Kylie. That's awesome.
So sweet.
Lucky
this
Finn
is, yes. Lucky little Finn. That name is adorable. This has been Hannah's Hollywood hashtag.
It just went down, down, baby. Stories out of Hollywood. The hashtag, baby, is done. Oh, yeah, it's time to go.
Mega Minds.
Let's see if you can get the Mega Mind question of the day correct. A woman, she will buy 220 of these in her lifetime.
I think women will buy 220 pairs of shoes. Tennis shoes, boots, flip-flops, heels. all combined, 220.
That was going to be my guess, so I'll switch it up. That's okay. I'm going to go 220 bras.
Bras!
Different bras.
Big conversation about bras on our Instagram if you haven't seen it.
Big conversation.
Go to the Brett Maggis Show on Instagram. AB?
I'm going to say hairbrushes.
Hairbrushes?
Yeah.
No one got it correct.
I don't ever get new bras or hairbrushes.
Oh, we know.
Yeah, we can tell. Mine's about as old as me.
Woman will buy 220 of these of their lifetime. Hannah, I think you probably have already hit your 220.
Ooh.
Something for your house.
That answer's coming your way in two songs.
Mega Minds.
All right, let's give you the answer to the Mega Mind question of the day. Average woman will buy 220 of these in her lifetime. Hannah, I said that you probably have already hit your quota, and it's something for the home.
Okay, Bobo says houseplants. If it's for me, that's most definitely not true.
No.
Laura says candles.
Yep.
We got pillows. And then another one, I think this is true.
I said yep.
Oh, yep. Yep, like, that is correct.
I think this is true. Well, it's not true because it's candles.
Oh, okay.
It's candles. Yeah, 220 candles.
Wow.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
I probably hit that too.
Yeah, I know you guys go through your candle. I went through a candle era too. I love a good candle.
Love a good Bath & Body Works candle.
There you go.
Mega Minds.
11 things that men think women care about. I'm going to run through these, ladies, and you tell me if this is accurate or not, because they're saying that women actually don't care about these. So let's ask real women, because not like AI bots.
Right.
Hannah and AOB, I'll be honest. Are these actually true? Do women not care about these things? Number one on the list, expensive gifts. Men assume that women care about lavish gifts, but they just want a present that shows they're appreciated, and then the price tag makes no difference.
False. I don't care at all about how expensive something is. It's about how thoughtful it is. Right.
Yeah, like, I'm fine with a nice card.
Okay, mm-hmm. So this would be true. Like, you guys do not care about mm-hmm. these things. Men think that women care about six-pack abs. You guys are going to have a different opinion here, yeah. I'm assuming.
Yeah, I care.
You care?
I care.
You do both?
You
do? Guys care?
Yes.
Yeah, she likes the skinny abs. Would you guys both care?
Oh, I like jacked abs.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, so the pony keg doesn't count.
Okay. Yeah, nope. They say most women don't care. They rather confidence, kindness, attentiveness, nothing sculpted physique is what they said. All right. Driving a fancy car. They say a nice car can be eye-catching, but women care more about how you treat her when she's in the car.
I cannot do car guys.
Yeah.
I'm like surrounded by them too much. I would rather you have a really crappy car, to be honest.
Really? Do you care about the car?
No, I don't really care.
All right, so you agree with that one. Always having the perfect response. Men think that women want the exact right thing to say, but they just want open communication.
No, I care about the perfect response for sure. You gotta use your words correctly.
It goes both ways, and I can't always give the perfect response, so I shouldn't expect the same thing back.
Well, I'm always spitting out perfection, so there shouldn't be any problem there.
I'm curious how you guys feel about this one. Impressing our friends. They say, hey, I think you think that you need to impress my friends, but we don't base our relationships decisions basically on our own friends' opinions. Stop trying to impress them and just be attentive to me.
AV, you go first. I need a second
to gather. That 1,000% matters. If my friends hate the guy I'm dating, we're breaking up. There's something wrong with him. They see something, and I have the rose-colored glasses.
Okay.
Yeah, I think ultimately I do care.
I do think, like,
if like one of them doesn't like him, I'm like, okay. But if all of them don't like him, there's a problem.
Something's happening. Yeah.
Being a bad boy, misconception. Women aren't really into the bad boy.
What kind of bad boy?
Like
you break the law?
No, like the rebellious type, you know, the emotionally not stable.
Emotionally unavailable, but only available to you.
Yes.
Absolutely not. Give me a break.
Yeah, I can't. No.
Don't care if he's a bad boy. Okay, so most of these you guys agree with, except for the impressing the friends and the six-pack abs.
Yeah, right.
Being super competitive. Don't do it for you. Watching you compete at your at your pickleball game, and you're just crushing the pickleball match.
I am the least competitive person ever. I think it would give me the ick if they cared like so much. Like we're playing Monopoly, and they're getting really upset.
Yeah. I want a board.
Absolutely.
I've only ever dated like the most extreme competitive people, so I think I'm into it.
You do like it? Yeah. Okay. Showing off their wealth, don't care about how much money you make.
Ew. No.
Trying to fix everything. It's not really attractive when guys can't fix things. Thank God you guys don't care about that.
My guy has to fix everything. If he can't fix something, you're gone.
Really? So you do care?
I need a handyman. I can't do it, so.
And then
what if Okay. Would you be able to date Brett?
No, I'm saying I can't do it, so somebody else needs to.
Wait, that was an extreme, but why am I Mr. Can't Fix It?
I think we've covered I cannot date Brett for a whole lot of reasons.
Wow.
You can't fix stuff.
I thought you were my dad once.
Okay, the last one is being fearless all the times. You don't care if guys are fearless. But this time, some of this turned into like 11 things we don't care about and 11 things that were 11 reasons why we can't date Brett.
Undateable.
Yeah. Brett is not dateable.
Listen to the Brett Mega Show on your schedule with the Odyssey app. Search Y98.